Thank you for holding. Is this Kobe?
It's Kobe.
Colby or Kobe?
Kobe, just like Kobe Bryant.
Oh, wow. today of all days.
Yeah.
The irony. The crazy thing is, my name is John, but I grew up in Los Angeles, and yeah, I grew up a huge Kobe Bryant fan, and the Chargers, unfortunately. But hi, I understand you were speaking with my representative, Lulu. She asked me to jump on the line.
Yep.
She wanted me to go over some pricing with you.
I had another company reach out to me, and they, it was a little cheap or a little too expensive just because I'm new and everything. So.
Mm-hmm. So the cost was what held you back from putting yourself on the first page of Google last time?
Yeah, just because I don't have like a bunch of funds right now,
mm-hmm.
just to go up and put up and stuff.
Well, I mean, I'll do what I can, you know. I can even put you on a friends and family plan. I'll go to that extent, you know, if it means getting your foot in the door. The reason I'm willing to do that is because I see you're using that Home Advisor by Angie's program.
Yeah, I use Angie Leads for some leads and stuff.
Yeah, well, that company is on the verge of getting shut down. So if that actually goes through, then your online lead source is going to disappear. Or at least that lead source is going to disappear.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it's not just that. I mean, they get majority of their leads from putting themselves on Google. The problem is that they sell the lead to like four or five people, and they charge all of you the lead fee, whether you get the job or not.
Yep.
Right? So if we list you independently on the first page of Google, you don't have that problem. You don't have to pay per lead or deal with leads going to your competition. You know, they could call you right off the first page as their own independent company. I'm sure you could see the value in that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what most people do anyway, especially when the snow removal starts coming around. They just pull out their phone, type in snow removal services, and click the top recommended guys there and give them a call. So, you know, we'll have you up there for all the services you provide. We list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time. You can hand select them. Obviously, we'll have recommendations based off of the traffic history and the search volume, but you have final say. You're the one's got to take on the call. I sent you that link, by the way, just so you know. I'm not pulling that out of the air with the FTC about to shut down Home Advisor by Angie's List.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the Angie's List might disappear there. But even on a friends and family plan, like if I know you personally, just to kind of shoot you straight on it, the advertised pricing for the package is $399 monthly. I could get it all the way down to $149, which is our wholesale cost to, like, get your website built and then PIN verify you and conduct the optimization so that you show up as a top option there for those keywords.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
So I had another company reach out to me. I can't remember. It was...
Town Square?
It was, Town Square, and then it was some other company. They were the on the front page of Google kind of thing. But what's like the advantage with going with you guys over someone like that?
Yeah, so let me actually show you rather than tell you. So we're a premier Google partner. So it's different. We actually have a Google partnership. What we focus on is Google Places placement. So it's not just some companies say first page, you know. Once they get you on the first page, they stop trying to improve your ranking. It's like, okay, job done. And then you show up for maybe some of your keywords, not all of them. With us, it's Google Places. So those are the guys at the top, the three guys next to the map there. And that's where 90% of the traffic is going. You know, it's going to those guys, the verified local listings. So we're putting you right in the thick of it. We have you covered for all of your services, and we cover up to a 35-mile radius with this package. So.
Gotcha. So I talked to GNM Outdoors Services, and they're down in Becker, and he kind of told me how, because they're like top of Google, and he's like, pretty much Google Ads work, or Google Lists, whoever is the most active, and then whoever is
pretty
active, whoever posts the most active and pays the most.
What's the name of the company?
GNM Outdoors.
GNM Outdoors. Outdoor Services?
Yep.
And Big Lake?
Yep.
Okay.
So is that kind of like what I would be eventually, or like as soon as, like as my ranking moves up to the list?
Well, I mean, before there used to, reviews used to be a big factor, but if you look up like landscaper in Sherbourne County, Minnesota, you'll notice like, yeah, G&M Outdoor Services is up there, but the guy, there's a guy like just under him, it's got like no reviews. it's kind of, that's an outdated form of marketing. It's really about having or soliciting a spot when it becomes available for the Google Places at least. You know, your organic listings are a little bit different, but we could put you up there even with no website and no reviews. We just have to have an opening.
Gotcha. Do you guys have an opening right now?
Yeah, that's why we're calling you. We don't reach out unless we have a spot. Yeah, to put somebody up there. That wouldn't make any sense. But I was actually pulling up his website right now and running it through this public site called SpyFu. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Yeah, so the SpyFu lets you see like pretty much what they're doing, right? So it does say that they're not doing pay-per-click though. So he's not doing Google AdWords right now, which is good because we do Google Ads here too, but that's just really expensive. But obviously, if we're trying to keep your costs down, right? So Google Places would be the best thing that you could do without, you know, having a $400, $500 a month bill. And that's what they're doing too. Obviously, they could see that it's more beneficial to just have yourself listed with the local listings. The pay-per-click, the only time I'd recommend it is if you're trying to show up outside of a 35-mile radius that's already being covered by this local listing. That makes sense? You don't want to show up on the first page twice, but if you're like, hey, I got a 100-mile radius and I got two crews of guys that I need to keep busy, well, then, you know, obviously at that point we're going to need to run some Google Ads so that way you're covering those areas and you're on the first page for an area that you're not locally verified in. So right now that you don't need that. Not saying that we won't grow you to that point, but this would be the ideal starting point of just getting your listing up and running, getting your website built, start generating that pipeline of business and getting calls regularly. And then, you know, 6 months, a year down the line, you know, if you want to advance it, you can always call in. We already have a pre-existing relationship and we can get those ads up and running for you.
Gotcha. Yeah. Cause right now I'm kind of focusing, kind of getting the, you know, snow removal really going and getting those filled out, my spots and everything that I can cover myself.
Yeah.
And then, just kind of getting known, and then a website would be massive for me. And I really like the, you saw his website. I really like that kind of a layout of a website. That is, that looks really, really good actually.
With all the green.
well, my color is blue, so I have I kind of have a light blue. I have a logo and everything already, so.
Yeah, you're already winning in my book. Name's Kobe. Favorite color is the same as my favorite color. No, so yeah, I mean, we have, I could send you an example website. I sent you the pricing page already, but let me send you an example of the website here. Now, we do custom website designs. That's always something we could upgrade you to later. But for this particular package, I have you on what's called our splash page. So let me send that over to you here. And this is still a great site. This site actually will have a better loading time on the mobile platform than his site. His site has a lot of data that doesn't condense quickly, so the quality score actually comes across as a B rather than like an A minus or an A plus. You know, and that's mostly just because all the content on it. So it looks great on a desktop, but if you try to pull that up on a phone, and, you know, it's going to take 5 or 6 seconds to load, and that actually can lead to bounce rate, which means people leave the site altogether or go with a different provider. About 83% of total searches that are done in your industry in this area are on a mobile device. So you want to make sure you have a pretty simple site. You know, the idea is to get them to contact you more so than to look at a bunch of pictures and just scroll through it, you know, because they scroll through it and they find something on there they don't like, they might not call you at all. Or, you know, if they're talking to you, it's a simple thing. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So I'm looking at the pricing right now. So is the price listed like under? So like I'm looking at essentially that'd be Google Places, Bing Local, and then SEO contact creation. Like what is all of like those services? What do those entail?
Yeah, so what G&M was talking to you about was just like SEO content creation, right? But the whole point of doing that content creation is to get the first page placement. The Google Places is a first page placement in its own, you know what I'm saying? So we used to just be an SEO company, and then once we became partnered with Google, we started doing Google Places placements and Google Ads, which are actually paid spots rather than trying to do some programming hoping that you get up there. Does that make sense? So we still do all the SEO work. It's just part of our services. So you still get the directory submissions. You'll still have your foot in the door on like Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, Manta, Amazon Alexa Voice Search. Like you're still findable on all those platforms. We build and host that for you. And then, you know, I'm including the site. So, you know, you're still getting all those things, still things that you could generate leads from, but it's just not a key selling point. The key selling point for us is obviously going to be that Google Places placement, not just because we're a Google partner, but like 90% of the calls that our customers get come from Google Places placements.
Gotcha. So that would be like, say I look up Boulder Wall in my area, and that's like, so you have like a map, and then it's like the top three local guys. That's
exactly
where I would be.
Yep, exactly. Google Places. Mm-hmm. That's where you want to be. Most people aren't going.
So.
Yeah, most people aren't even looking past that, according to Google and their hotspot like traffic search. So.
Yeah, whenever I look for stuff, yeah, I top one, and if I don't like the look of that one, I go to the second one, and that's about it.
Right. Right. So what I'm trying to do here is put you on a friends and family rate, get your foot in the door, compare that after a month or two to what you're doing now with the Home Advisor by Angie's, and I'm pretty sure at that point we'll be having a totally different conversation because you'll see that I saved you money but also generated more leads for the business. And then we got your website and everything up and running. And then obviously if you want to, you could either stick with that plan as long as you want. You could just run it that way, or we could, you know, talk about doing something bigger as you grow or if you hire some more guys in. So we'll slowly grow your business.
Sounds good. So the family is that what package is that? So that's the
I'm putting you on the essential, but I'm including a website. So it's gonna run you $149 month to month.
Gotcha. That is definitely doable. And then I already have a domain. Like I've reserved tectonicoutdoors.com.
Ideal. That's perfect. Yeah. So basically there's going to be a client interview. If I sign you up now, you'll have a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And then the technician, you'll obviously give them the login credentials for that. And then they'll send it over to our graphic designer. And then if you have like, photos already that you want to use or like a logo already established, we'll have you send that in. That way that's attached to the site. And then we'll get that up and running as soon as possible. Usually it takes about three business days to get the initial site set up, and then obviously any revisions you want we'll continue to do.
Good. I'm new, so I don't have a whole lot of – I don't have really any photos. I have a logo, though, so.
Yeah.
And I'm meeting with a client today for a bit, so.
Perfect. Yeah. No, we'll get more as we go. Obviously, the whole point of this is to bring in more customers, so more customers are going to come, which means more photos and more reviews. We'll definitely build you up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely sounds good. So what do you need from me? And then, I'll probably be switching my the card that I pay on, because right now I'm just waiting for my business card to come into the mail. Mm-hmm. I have my personal card right now, which I can cover right now, but then
okay.
I just switch that later.
Yeah, what I'll do is we'll start you up on that one, and then I'm gonna send you my direct extension. It's the same as that number I was texting you on, but at least that way you could call me directly, and then we could swap that out in the future. But as of right now, for this first transaction, I'll email over the invoice, so that way at the end of the year, when you're doing taxes, or I should say at the beginning of next year, you could still send that invoice to your CPA and write it off as a business expense.
Gotcha, yeah, sounds good.
All right, so I got to create your business profile, and then we're going to submit it to Google. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for Tectonic Outdoors LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep. And then, so I already have, I've set up a Google business kind of thing. Is that what you, like?
Yeah, but we're gonna re-verify everything, and then they're gonna send you the PIN verification. If they find out, hey, he's already been PIN verified and it's completed, during the client interview, they'll just do over the phone verification. So that way, we don't have to re-mail it out.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you already PIN verify yourself?
Yeah. I got the thing in the mail, and I PIN verified through the business and everything. So.
Here, this is so weird because I'm not seeing the shield and the check mark. Maybe they're just waiting to push that through.
Yeah, I'm just about home, so I'm almost about to hop on the computer and stuff, and I can give you some more information.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, but we just want to verify everything. So even if it's already up there, things could change, the phone number can change. So we want everything that's submitted to Google today to be the most up-to-date information that we have available for your business. Okay?
Gotcha.
So just, I know it's going to sound repetitive, but 701-570-6231, best phone number for us and your clients to contact you, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then just to verify, I do see that there was a 4912 Oak Street. Is that still the best business street address?
Yep. So that's just the house. I don't have a shop or anything, so.
Totally fine. Do you want that address hidden?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Don't want someone showing up at my house at, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm pro-Second Amendment, man. That's how you get shot. All right. And then do you spell it like Kobe, like K-O-B-E, or?
Yep. K-O-B-E. Exact same way.
Nice, like the beef. And then what's your last name, Kobe?
Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have any partner?
Yep, I'm the sole owner, but I'm 17.
Oh,
so
wow.
I use, my mom will, if I need to be 18 or something, my mom will come in, but I'm the one who does everything.
Okay. No, I mean, that should be fine. Let me just verify. Hold on here. Oh, yeah. No, you're good. I know it varies state by state, but the legal working age in Minnesota is 14. In California, where I grew up, it was 16. So, yeah, you know, you're good.
Hey.
Yeah. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of that friends and family discount that I put you on.
Gotcha. So Kobe@tectonicoutdoors.com.
Okay. Okay, and then what did you say the domain name was for your site?
TectonicOutdoors.com.
Okay, let me just make sure this is actually leading to an active domain. TectonicOutdoors.com. Okay, and you own this domain, right?
Yep, I pay for it.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to attach it to the listing. And then that way the graphic designer will already have it. We can have him start working on it right away. But I think he's still going to need the login credentials from you during the client interview.
Gotcha.
So we won't need that right now, but I'll schedule the client interview with you after this. How do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
7 to 8, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Saturday,
okay. Okay, what about Sunday closed?
Sunday, let's do
by appointment only?
Noon to 5.
Oh, noon to 5, okay. 5 p.m. Okay, so I got 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then 12 to 5 on Sunday.
Yep.
Okay, what types of payments do you accept from your clients? Cash, check, and card?
Just check, pretty much.
Okay, just check. No cash?
I'll take cash, too. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Can't be cash. Cash and check. Okay. But no card reader currently, right?
No, I didn't really want to get into all that right off the bat because I'm kind of still learning everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I would wait until you got the business account set up. Because what happens, a lot of times with new business owners, that the whole tax system is different when you work for yourself and then when you're an employee. you know, having a W-2. So, you know, it's definitely a good idea to just kind of, I would still get a business account, you know, that way it's all differentiated on what's going in and what's going out. But then obviously make sure you have the business account before you jump into like a merchant processing and processing payments from customers and things like that. Because at least that way, when you do your taxes at the end of the year, it's super easy. You know, you could just get a printout basically in, from your bank and then bring that to your tax guy and it just all lines up and they could just do it, you know?
It's all in one area. That's why I'm just waiting for the debit card. It'd be nice to have you guys on there, but, you know, it's one transaction. I just have to send it over to them. So.
Yeah, no, that's no big deal. I'll send you the invoice receipt, too, but it's just good to have, you know, as a tip. I know you're 17, so once you tell me that, I'm like, okay, you know, it's just a lot easier. The huge benefit to being a business owner is you get so many write-offs. So you guys actually pay less in taxes if you can prove that it was a business expense. So, like, even gas going to and from a job is something you'd want to put on the business card, or even if it's just your regular gas, you know what I mean? Like, doing whatever. If you put it down as a business expense, then, you know, you get a huge write-offs for that. You know, if you do it right, you almost, like, owe nothing at the end of the year, and you actually end up getting stuff back.
Yeah. Because, like, tools, all that stuff, insurance, it's all write-offs.
Yeah, it all adds up. So that's a huge advantage to being a business owner, whereas if you work for somebody, you know, you're not really getting out of it, but you usually get a pretty good return at the end of the year. So, okay, so I got the business profile created. For the client interview, what's your schedule look like this afternoon?
So I'm meeting with the client at 2:30,
okay.
And then I have to pick my sister up from something at 4, so can we do like 4:30?
Yeah, I could schedule between 4 and 5. Does that work?
Yeah, 4 and 5 works.
Yeah, it doesn't take an hour, but they just ask for that hour window in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions.
Gotcha.
Okay, but I'll send you a text message reminder at 3 o'clock, like 1 hour before, and then they'll also send you a calendar invitation to your Kobe@tectonicoutdoors.com email.
Sounds good.
All right.
So is that through like Google Meet then?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Is that through like, is that a Google Meet or is it just a phone call?
Well, they're going to actually decide between now and then if we're going to have Google involved in that call because of the PIN verification. So I'm going to send over the profile to them. They're also going to pull data on like your keywords, your service area, and then obviously they're going to ask you questions about your website. But the only way we would need Google, because we're already a Google partner, so anything we submit to Google is seeing it, you know, is the same as if an employee there submits it. But, you know, the only time they'd be involved is if we're having a problem with the verification or if they're telling us to resend that PIN verification. I don't want to do that because that's going to take, like, another week and a half, right? It takes forever to come in the mail. So I want to try to avoid that at all costs. But what I'm hoping is that I submit it right now and they just say, hey, this guy's already verified, and then we can move forward and get the optimization going.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
Okay. And then, all right, so I got the business profile. Let me just get you this client interview invitation, and then we'll secure the listing. Okay, and then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $149, Kobe, how did you want to do that?
Just through a debit card.
Debit, okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address that was PIN verified?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you. Okay.
All right, 4342. 5700.
5700.
5300.
5300.
9792.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08 26.
08 of 26, and there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
Yep, 895.
895, okay. And I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification as an added form of protection for you because of the friends and family discount. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it, but I want to be at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your company, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Tectonic Outdoors.
Thank you. Your company is an LLC, correct?
Correct.
And it will be displayed as an LLC on the first page of Google, or did you want me to hide that?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. It looks more professional that way. I'm going to leave it up there. It says, please state your name and title within the company.
Kobe Schultz, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yep.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided here today?
Yep.
All right, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, Kobe, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yep.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yep. Pretty much just Home Advisor, and then I use Nextport Door Neighbor, so that's all me. And then I might do some Facebook ads.
Oh, so what that's saying, Kobe, is like, we know what you're already doing. It's just saying after today, make sure to touch base with us before you add something online so we can make sure that you're not, like, duplicating any of the listings or paying for something you may already have.
Gotcha.
Make sense? We know what you're using now already. Okay.
All right.
It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. However, we do ask that you give it 2 months when you first sign up. It does say your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 24th, Kobe Day, of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $149 for a essential package with a .com website included as part of a friends and family plan override provided by Jonathan Hill, the director of sales. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to renew each month on that 24th day, Kobe Day, in the discounted amount of $149. So you'll actually keep that rate as long as you're with us, unless you call in and we add the AdWords or something at some point down the line. Now, it does state you can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract, so we want you coming back basically at your own will. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, you let us know before the 24th day so that way we could stop that billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
All right. So you should receive a welcome text message here shortly. It's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing, or at least a link to the outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom of that, you just got to authorize that you're a certified user on the billing of the account and sign your first and last name. Just basically type it out there. And that's just so you have on file everything that you're getting in that friends and family plan and the discounted rate, you know, the billing date and cancellation policy, et cetera. So
gotcha.
Not a contract, but I just want to make sure you have everything in writing because of the way I set you up.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then I sent you over my direct number and extension. I'll be the account lead. There's going to be an account management team that will help me with some of the fulfillment on the account. But if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you can always call into me directly. And then I'm also going to send over that email address for you to send in the photos and any logo that you may already have. I was supposed to send that.
Sounds good.
Okay. But, yeah, so basically right now all you got to focus on is signing that subscription terms. You'll see the link in there. The message says, Kobe, thank you for choosing, and then it'll say, please click here. So sign that, and then client interview is scheduled between 4 and 5. Knock that out, and then after that it's just about being responsive to the calls as they come in and try to generate as good of reviews as you possibly can. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Gotcha. Sounds great.
All right. Dan, I love your name, man. I'm excited to work with you. I got a Kobe in the friends and family category, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if you need anything, like, I'll be here to walk you through it. Like, I don't expect you to be, you know, a tech guru. So, I mean, if you come across something you don't understand or you have questions, feel free to call in. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you at that number I've been texting you from.
Gotcha. Sounds great.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then my rep's going to circle back with you between 4 and 5 for that client interview, okay?
Gotcha. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.